Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Wednesday, December 14th, 2022. The 29 Palms City Council chambers was packed last night of curious residents, supportive family members, and an unmistakable holiday atmosphere, all to wrap up 2022. Reporter Heather Clisby was there.
Last night's 29 Palms City Council meeting was busy and festive, with outgoing Mayor Carmelette O'Gilvy bestowing two esteemed awards and the swearing-in of a new council member. O'Gilvy presented the Employee of the Year Award to Eli Marshall, Director of Information Services for the city, before honoring resident and business owner James Baskin with the Mayor's Recognition Award. Incoming Mayor MacArthur Wright then honored O'Gilvy with an honorary gavel from the council. The newly elected Octavia Scott from District 4 was sworn in alongside re-elected council members Daniel Mintz, District 3, and MacArthur Wright, District 5. In a public hearing, Nicole Christ of Terra Nova, a planning and research firm, presented the state-required updates to the housing safety and land use elements of the general plan. The updates included a map of potential affordable housing, flood and wildfire risk maps, and a climate change element. Other updates include the official opening of Grocery Outlet on Thursday, December 15th at 8 a.m., the completion of Lucky Park Pool in late March or early April, and Coffee with a Cop this Friday morning at the 29 Palms Starbucks. Reporting for Z1077, this is Heather Clisby.
The annual State of the City Address for 29 Palms will take place today at 5 p.m. at the Community Center Gymnasium, 6547 Freedom Way. Current Mayor Carmelette O'Gilvy will highlight the city's 2022 accomplishments, and light refreshments will be served. To prepare for the annual State of the City Address, the 29 Palms Community Center will be closed to the public today. The center will reopen tomorrow at 11 a.m. The Yucca Valley Planning Commission met last night for their last scheduled meeting of the year and reviewed the Land Development Update report. Reporter Hillary Sloan brings us this story.
Included in the Land Development Update report, the Planning Department has received approval for the Black Bear Diner project and is waiting for sign and color change applications. Chipotle, on file since July, is slow in responding to the required widening of Highway 62. The plans must be submitted by the end of January, or the project will be considered abandoned. The Travelodge pre-application is currently under consideration, but modifications may require Planning Commission approval. Additionally, the pedestrian improvement project on Little League Drive is scheduled to begin on January 3, 2023, and construction has started on the Onaga Trail project between Acoma Trail and Grand Avenue. The town of Yucca Valley will close end of the day on December 22nd and open again on January 3rd. For more information, see this story at Z1077FM.com. For Z1077, this is reporter Hillary Sloan.
The Morongo Unified School District Board of Trustees held their last meeting of the year last night at Joshua Tree Elementary. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart was in attendance and has this recap.
Last night's MUSD board meeting began in closed session at 5 p.m., where returning board member Roberta Myers and newly elected member Christopher Clare were sworn in. Open session at 6 p.m. began by honoring longtime board member Hillary Slota, celebrating her end of term. Slota led the Pledge of Allegiance before board members gave personal tributes. A Marine Corps representative gave a slideshow presentation on the recent Combat Center uniform pageant, before Director of Maintenance and Facilities David Daniels provided information on the 2021-22 Statutory School Facilities Fee Report. Board members certified MUSD could meet its financial obligations for the current fiscal year, and a bid was approved to Belakai Construction for bleacher upgrades at 29 Palms High School in the amount of $2,429,000. Reporting for Z1077, this is assignment reporter Gabriel Hart.
The Board of Directors of the 29 Palms Water District will meet this evening to tackle several agenda items. Reporter Heather Clisby rejoins us with a look at what to expect at today's meeting.
Wednesday evening, the 29 Palms Water District will host their monthly meeting of their Board of Directors, beginning with the election of officers. The board will then discuss sending directors to the Special District Leadership Academy Conference in late February, early March. Next, the board will review proposals and award a bid for new emergency generators and new light towers with the Cal OES grant funds. They will also review proposals and award a bid to purchase a 2023 F-250 truck. Irene Beard will then be recognized for her over 33 years of public service. The remainder of the meeting will consist of management reports on maintenance, water quality, and finance. The meeting begins at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, December 14th at 72401 Hatch Road in 29 Palms. Reporting for Z1077, this is Heather Clisby.
Toys will be given away to children tomorrow in 29 Palms as part of the Toys for 29 golf tournament. The tournament saw High Desert golfers donate a toy as an entry fee for the fundraising competition, and those toys will be given away tomorrow at Freedom Plaza outside the gym. The toys will be distributed at 3 p.m. by the city's current mayor, Carmelette O'Gilvie, and the incoming mayor, MacArthur Wright. Please provide proof of 29 Palms residency. Reading is an important part of early education, and one community club here in the Morongo Basin wants to make sure kids have books in their hands this holiday season. Assignment reporter Robert Hayden joins us with the story.
The 29 Palms Rotary Club continued a yearly tradition of giving with a donation of 450 children's books to elementary schools around the 29 Palms area. The books, which were all individually wrapped by the high school softball team, were delivered to 29 Palms Elementary School by Rotarians and, of course, Santa Claus, who was greeted with a song by Mrs. Moan's kindergarten class. Mrs. Childers' third grade class was also at the event, and everyone was read a Christmas story by city manager Frank Lacchino. The books will be distributed to all elementary schools in the 29 Palms area, and the donation of children's books by the 29 Palms Rotary Club continues a year-long tradition of giving back to the youngest generation here in the Morongo Basin. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is assignment reporter Robert Hayden.
The Yucca Valley High School boys soccer team hosted Coachella Valley High School yesterday. Junior varsity lost 11-0. The player of the game was goalkeeper Joshua Cordova, who had 12 saves. Coach Jorge Rodriguez said, "Our boys continue to come together and improve with more experience." The varsity team lost 8-0. The player of the game was captain junior defender Anthony Morando, who led by example and was very encouraging to his teammates. Coach Rodriguez said they never gave up and they battled till the final minute of the game. The 29 Palms Lady Trojan basketball team traveled to Coachella Valley High School yesterday evening and came away with a 57-28 Desert Valley League win over the host. Senior Malia Ullery paced the team, scoring 22 points and grabbing 13 rebounds, while junior Cadence Tarrant added 21 points to go along with her 18 rebounds. Senior Ashley Lowe knocked in 6 points, and freshman Tegan Moon chipped in 3 points. The victory improved the team's overall record to 8-4 and league record to 3-0, with a non-league contest at La Quinta High School set for today at 5:15 p.m., and then a home game tomorrow against Banning High School at 5:30 p.m. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.